在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Perfume in the Air. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States,And Monday to Friday, I bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Perfume in the air. Something has been happening recently that pleases me a lot. My newly planted roses have been flowering. For some reason, I didn't expect them to make such a show this year, with them being new.My entryway project has continued, and I ended up planting two scented roses right next to a row of lavender. My idea was to get a mixture of sweet smells and colour all together. I wasn't a rose fanatic when I was younger, but I am quickly becoming one. It's the smelly ones that I love.And by that, I mean, of course, the ones that smell wonderful. I look forward to the day when my floribunda roses have grown substantially and fill the area with perfume. Having horses across the street and goats right next door, the smells in this area can become a bit, shall we say, overpowering.So I'm going to combat evil with good, stinky with sweet smelling. Another one of my plants that is healthy and has a very heavy perfume is my honeysuckle. This spring it has been loaded with flowers. The hummingbirds and butterflies love it. As I was looking around a garden centre the other day, I noticed that they had some bougainvilleas.Now there is a plant that I would love to have. I have seen some in Sevilla in Spain that were spectacular and must have been very old because they were huge. Here, however, our winters are very harsh and I don't believe that they would do very well. I'm on a mission to find wonderful smelling plants and beautiful creeping plants to transform my garden.Give me a few years, and I will have done it. Grammar notes. Related expressions. To make a show. My dogwood made a spectacular show of white flowers this year. My dogwood made a spectacular show of flowers this year.To end up. I went to the florist to buy flowers and ended up talking to an old friend who was in there. I went to the florist to buy flowers and ended up talking to an old friend who was in there. To look forward to. I look forward to the day when my sister and I can travel together.I look forward to the day when my sister and I can travel together. They had, as in a shop. They didn't have any sneakers in the shoe shop, but they had them in the department store. They didn't have any sneakers in the shoe shop, but they had them in the department store. That's it for another podcast from me. I hope this was useful.Please let me know if you have any suggestions, questions, or comments. And remember, you can always leave a comment right on the blog. If you have time, if you could do me a favor and get into iTunes, search for my podcast page and leave a little rating. You can click on the stars 1 to 5, depending on what you think of it. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.